unpopularity.
Oh man, you know, it's fragging at times, but what can you do?
Hey, let me ask you. Mm-hmm. Are there major sections of Tampa? What are their names and or boundaries?
Okay. From Kennedy this way is West Tampa. Okay, from Dale Mabry. I know you probably wouldn't understand what I'm talking about.
I know where you speak. I've cruised around this town enough to prove on that.
From Dale Mabry to Nebraska, not quite, Florida Avenue, I think Florida. It's considered, you know, the West Tampa area.
Mm-hmm.
And then from Nebraska on, from Nebraska to 22nd, it's considered Ybor City, you know, the Latin area.
Okay.
From 22nd, always considered part of Bellman Heights and Jackson Heights, is where you predominantly find, you know, the blacks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Across 40th, it was predominantly all white. But naturally, you know, one black moves and you all see all these sale signs, you know. I kid you not, they were going up like mad, like hotcakes.
Yeah.
And then two blacks would move in, they would go like triple hotcakes, you know, like mad, and charging you an arm and a leg for what was even worth it.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So now that section was considered, cross 40th, you know, that's all I know. And then from Nebraska, no, from Kennedy over, it's considered High Park. Now, once you cross Dale Mabry, like going towards, between Dale Mabry and West Shore, is considered Carver City.
Mm-hmm.
And it's another one, Carver City. It's on the tip of my tongue, can you spit it out? Lincoln Garden.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now that's how it's, you know. Oh, and then you have way, my gosh, straight off across Hillsborough on 56, that area would be considered Temple Terrace, where you
mm-hmm.
predominantly have, you know, the rich white folks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Further down, like you're going towards Osmar, you know, in that particular vicinity, it's considered town and country. And they have, you know, things are now gradually, you know, beginning to integrate housing-wise, you know,
mm-hmm.
because HUD is really clamping down on
mm-hmm.
on the real estate agencies, you know, discriminatory practices.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's basically how it's broken down.
Okay, where are most of the main offices of, say, like the big banks located?
Downtown area, right through Franklin Street, there's Exchange, there's the First National, there's the flagship, what else? Marine was switched over to the flagship. Freedom Federal is right there in that area, Franklin Street area, downtown section.
Is there any other location where there are a lot of big office buildings, or are they mostly downtown there, that you know?
They're somewhat scattered, I put it that way.
Mm. But
there's no particular segment of town where they say, hey, this, like you find Wall Street, we have predominantly areas, not areas, offices.
Mm-hmm.
No, it is more or less scattered around. Okay, predominantly, you know, because of the banks, lot of law firms there,
mm-hmm.
accountants, CPAs and what have you. They're more or less centralized